the medicine nurse that prompts us.
Last Friday was a busy day at Lincoln Community Health Center in Durham. It was also National HIV Testing Day, and volunteers were in the lobby recruiting incoming patients to get tested.
Hi. We're offering free HIV testing in council today. Would you all be interested?
Yes.
Great. Would you want to come down right now?
About 30 patients accepted the offer of free HIV testing Friday. Sandra Gomez is a nurse with Lincoln who organized the day. She says they need to reach out to everyone.
Your normal housewife, your husband that, you know, goes to work every day, has children, because they don't see themselves at risk. And they don't understand that, yes, maybe now you're monogamous, maybe now you're not using any drugs, but what you did when you were 20, 25 can affect your health now.
And Durham needs that outreach. Durham County has one of the highest rates of HIV acquisition in the state. In 2008, 102 new people were diagnosed, and now there are more than 2,000 people living with HIV in Durham. And the people getting HIV at the fastest rate are young Black men and women between 18 and 30 years old.
And especially on the college campus, African-American college campuses, it's really skyrocketing.
Reverend Rhonda Royal Hatton is the Lutheran campus minister at North Carolina Central University. She says there are a number of things driving the spread of HIV in young African Americans. They might feel ashamed about their sexual behavior. They might feel invincible. And they might need to look like they're doing all the right things.
They're studious, they're refined, but if my grandmother or my mother or my father, who worked hard to provide this for me, that I would be able to go to college and make the family proud, whether I'm the first one to go or whether I'm from a legacy, a generation, you know, oh, I'm going to hear it in a big way, in a big way.
So that drives their behavior underground. And Royal Hatton says prevention messages directed at this population have been too preachy and so haven't hit the mark. That's why she decided to join a working group for the Links to Durham Project.
The Links to Durham Project, it's about researchers, but it's about the Black community in Durham.
Kate McQueen is an anthropologist who works with the non-governmental organization FHI. She's one of the leaders of the Links to Durham Project. Usually, she works overseas, helping scientists understand the communities where they're doing research.
In order to do good HIV prevention research with the people who are at risk for HIV, we were going to have to build trust.
Essentially, it's cross-cultural research. McQueen says scientists and researchers don't understand the lives of the people they study. That's why it's important to engage those people up front. McQueen says too often, researchers take a top-down approach, looking for the one group that meets their needs.
You've got to find people, and they have to meet certain kinds of criteria, or you won't be able to answer the research question. So you're basically coming to people and saying, this is what we want to do. It's a really great idea. We really want you to do it with us. Will you do it with us?
Are you the one? Are you the
one? Are you the one? Are you the one? I want you are the one. Actually, sometimes it's I know you're the one.
The study or the intervention lasts maybe a year or two. The researcher gets his or her data and leaves. And who benefits? The people who gave their blood or who filled out the questionnaires? Or the researcher who studied and published and then moved on to other things?
What's different about what we're doing is, you know, we've come in and we've said, we don't have a particular prevention trial that we want to do in Durham. But we want to know if, in Durham, if this community is interested in doing something, what would that look like? And if you are interested, then let's do it together.
McQueen has done this before, working abroad in a number of countries. But for this project, she's working in her backyard. She's collaborating with Randy Rogers from the Durham Health Department. He says studying HIV prevention in Durham will be a long, slow process of building relationships. One reason is people have seen it all before.
We're saturated, overly saturated, because there are so many different types of studies that have been done in the Durham community, specifically in the Black Durham community.
And community members haven't seen the results. When they don't get any benefit, they end up feeling used. Rogers says people in the black community are sensitive to that. It's happened before, infamously, with the Tuskegee study, where black men were allowed to have syphilis for years so researchers could see how the disease progressed over time.
Just this level of transparency that I think is critically important when you're trying to establish trusting, healthy relationships. And also really wanting the best health outcomes for your research respondents. And that hasn't always been the case when you look at black persons in America in relationship to research.
Now Rogers and the others have to get the word out about the project. He says that can be a challenge in a place like Durham because there are few places in Durham where everyone in the African American community goes. There's no one bar or restaurant or club where people go every weekend. Instead, what Rogers and the working group realized is that Durham's social life is driven by events. Like the Juneteenth Festival in downtown Durham a few weeks ago. Research assistants Alexandria Horn and Kim Gibson sat in a tent on CBC Plaza talking it up.
Are you familiar with Links to Durham, our project?
Well, what's it about?
We're fairly new. We're trying to prevent HIV, but we're linking the community with the sciences.
It's all an attempt to find out what will work to reduce the rate of new HIV cases in Durham. And if down the road there is a clinical trial for a vaccine or for a medication, then maybe people in Durham would be more willing to participate because there's trust that's been built up. Rogers says the conclusion the working group reaches might also be that Durham isn't the right place.
This group can evolve into kind of like the clearinghouse to examine, you know, future opportunities that may come into this area just based on the relationship, because you're not going to go far with any type of study, truth be told, if you don't have the support of the community.
For now, the working group is starting by creating a questionnaire, and they plan to roll it out in the community this summer. Rose Hoban, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.